We talked about something on Parshas Kedoshim, indoor golding, and I want to talk about the other side of that. Talk about the Divrei Torah. I don't know if you remember that we were indoor golding for Parshas Kedoshim. In Bechukaisai, the beginning of Bechukaisai describes all the phenomenal brachos, the unbelievable brachos that a person who's Bechukaisai Teilechu V'yes Mitzvaisai Tishmayru encounters. So when Klal Yisrael's Bechukaisai Teilechu, when they walk in the chukim of Hashem, and they keep the mitzvahs, so the response is that these incredible brachas, Gishmeichem be'itam, Shalom ba'oretz, no fear, no kas, no war. When enemies attack us, we could use this bracha today, that v'naflu lefneichem lecharev, they will fall before you. V'rodfu mikem chamisha meya, 100 of the enemy will run from 5 soldiers. And 100 of you will be able to chase 10,000. The math doesn't work, by the way, I'll tell you in advance. But unbelievable, unbelievable brachas. And the end of the, not the mamish the end, but towards the end of the brachas is a pasuk that's really, that pasuk encapsulates the entire gorgeous beauty of the brachas of the beginning of Bechukaisai, and that's the pasuk of Upanisi Aleichem. Imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Upanisi Aleichem, I will turn to you. There's something HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchei Hamlachim, says I will turn to you. And Rashi says on that Paina Ani Mikol Asakai, I will turn away from all of my other involvement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running all the galaxies, all the Olamos, from the Kisei HaKavod, through Olam after Olam after Olam, this entire massive edifice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, Hashem says, I'll turn away from all of it. Efne mikol asokai l'shalem scharchem, because I want to give you your schar. By the way, when the pasuk says, I will turn away from everything I'm doing to give you schar. Obviously, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns away from the world for 1 second, it will cease to exist. HaMechadesh B'tuvai B'chol Yoyim Tamid Ma'aseh Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continuously nourishes the world. When it says, I will turn away from everything to focus on this, it means because this is the purpose of creation. This is what fuels all the everything. I don't need to focus on all the side things because this is the ikar. This Bechukaisai Teilechu that you are doing. Okay, so what's Bechukaisai Teilechu? What is the thing that triggers this response that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will turn away from everything just to focus on paying you, giving you your schar? So that Rashi says famously in Bechukaisai Teilechu, Shetiyu Amelim Batayra, that you will toil in Torah. Toiling in Torah. Toiling in Torah is not sitting back, you know, and just like letting the Torah hit you. But toiling in Torah is going to get it. Is working hard. Is thinking about it. Is struggling and realizing that the third try didn't work. I'm going to try a fourth try. That's amelim b'Torah, working hard. Working hard, trying to expand not just the amount that I'm learning, but the depth of what I'm learning, the hekif of what I'm learning. The Havana, the Maven Dover Mitoich Dover, understanding one thing from the other, all of that is included in Amelos Batayra, the Amal Batayra. And the response to Amelos Batayra, I will turn to you, Hashem says. This is the tachlis of the entire Bria, is that you're working hard, learning Torah. Unbelievably, and I asked the Rosh Hashiva if I was right about this, because I didn't want to say it on my own. There's one other place in the Torah where it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will turn away from everything else in the world and be Isaac in you. That is a punishment. And that's what we talked about Shabbos Parshas Kedoshim. The Torah tells us that the Torah tells us that if a person does this very bizarre avera, not really in the list of nisyanos that we have, that he takes his child and he puts him over the fires of the Avodah Zarah called the Melech, which according to many Rishonim means that they would burn their children alive. If he does that, that horror, that Avodah Zarah and Ritzicha together, that unique blend of doing that to one's child, that triggers Va'ani etenes panai ba'ishahu. That's a mirror image of Fanisi aleichem. And Rashi, what does Rashi say? Pnai sheli, poina ani mikol asakai. I will turn away from every, mamish the same lashon. I will turn away from everything I'm involved in. Va'isek bay, and I will be Isaac in that person. Trust me, it's not to give him schar. So look at these two things facing each other. One is the absolute focus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mative, the way to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be completely focused on you, just to give you schar, to take care of you. And that's the person that sits in this Beis Medrash and struggles to try to understand something a little better. And on the other side of that, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will focus on that person just to destroy them. That's someone who takes his child and he puts him over the fires of the Melech. What are these two opposites? I want to say it like this. I want to say it important you said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you may have noticed this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give the Torah to Malachim. We are not spiritual beings. Have you noticed that? We are not spiritual beings. We're physical, and boy are we physical. We have physical desires, we have physical limitations. We are limited in certain ways by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a physical part of ourselves. We have a ruchniistic part of ourselves that's higher than any nivra that was created, out the neshama of a yid, chelak aleikam mimal, part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a physical part of ourselves that's the like any animal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu fused the ruchniist and the gashmiist together. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that we should pursue Kedusha. I want to show you something. This I did not point out that Shabbos. I want to show you something magnificent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim to you, be Kedosh. What's the first mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions after telling us to be Kedosh? I think it's very, very, like, Halei Davar, it's very, very important. What is the first mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions? Dabrel ben kol adas bnei Yisrael v'yomarto aleim kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem elikechem. Huh? Ish imoy v'aviv tiro. Very good. A person should have yira from his father and his mother. Out of all the mitzvahs, of the 613 mitzvahs, the first mitzvah that's mentioned after saying pursue kedusha is have awe from your father and mother. What's the kesher? And then the next words after that, Ishim Avavatiro, the Eschab Saisai Tishmairu, where we learn from there that you and your father and your mother have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those of you that are learning the sugyas of Kibbutz Ava'im, you know that if a parent would tell us to violate the Torah, we don't listen. because our parents also have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the first thing, be Kadosh, Ishimai Va'aviv Tiro. What's the kesha? It hit me that Shabbos. That Shabbos, sometime Shabbos afternoon, it hit me. The pshat is like this. Kedushai should be Kadosh. Probably that means I should starve myself and not engage in physicality. Probably it means I should live like a monk on the mountains of Tibet and not marry or be part of a community. Probably it means Ravasi, like the Echsam Sefer, right? Probably it means that I should, totally be a recluse and spend my days in fasting and his boininess. Kedusha, like Hashem, no physicality. The first mitzvah is, 1 second. You know that there are different parts of you, right? You have what you got from your father. You have what you got from your mother. That's the physical part of you. And then you have what you got from the Rabbeinu Shlalem, and that is the spiritual part of you. Do you think if Kedusha means to only honor the spiritual, do you think the first mitzvah after Kedushim Tiyu would be to have Yira from your father and mother who gave you the physical body that you're saddled with, the animal nebuch that you have to walk around with? That would be the first mitzvah? I don't even know if I should honor my parents. They gave me the lowliest part of me, the most disgraceful part of me, my body, my animal. My neshama came from Hashem. I'll honor Hashem. What am I honoring my parents for? What did they give me? They just saddled me with this body. That's not what I'm pursuing when I'm pursuing Kedusha. No, says the Torah. Kedushim Tiyu does not mean to separate from the physical. What does Kedushim Tiyu mean? To infuse the physical with Kedusha. And our parents gave us a body that's a vessel that we can fill with Kedusha. Boy, do we have to recognize the greatness of what they gave us and honor them and have awe from them and treat them with deference and respect, because they gave us a very, very crucial, valuable part of our serving Hashem, the body that we are going to infuse with Kedusha. Kedushim Tiyu doesn't mean to separate from the physical. Kedushim Tiyu means to create life with the physical, to fill it with Kedusha. Amazing, right? Then this guy comes along, and he has a child. And he takes his child, and he says, look at this child of mine. He has physical, he has spiritual. That's not serving God. Of course, it's not Hashem that he's serving, but that's not serving God. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my child. I'm going to reject the fact that I was partnered with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create a person. I'm going to reject that, and I am going to create in complete ruchnius out of him. That's the idea of putting an animal on the mizbeach, you know, is to make it ruchni. So this guy takes a person and puts it on the mizbeach, so to speak. This guy that worships the melech. This guy who worships the melech, he takes this beautiful fusion of ruchnius and gashmius called a human being that he created. And he says, no, he doesn't appreciate the ish imay va'aviv tiro message. He thinks the way to make it that uplifted is to turn the entire thing into spirituality. That is the opposite of why Hashem created the world. It's the opposite. Hashem created the world to fill the physical world with Kedusha. This guy's trying to, in his pursuit of Kedusha, destroy the physical world. Hashem says, I'm going to turn away from everything and punish this person. Because the everything that you see around you, the everything, the whole world, was created for the opposite of what this guy is doing. And therefore, I'm going to turn away from everything to be Isaac in the destruction of this person. What's the halacha? Someone who puts his son in the melech, what does Beis Din do to them? To him?
Stone them,
very good. He gets skila. The lashon of the pasuk is, the pasuk tells us to stone them. It says, Ish ish mi beis Yisrael menagera gorbi Yisrael asher yitein mizaroi lamoylech mois yumas am haoretz yirgemuhu ba'oven. The nation of the earth should stone him. It doesn't mean I'm a ratzim, like in the derogatory sense that we like, he's an amoretz. Am haoretz is the people of the earth. What's Am Haaretz? You're talking about stoning someone. You should say Klal Yisrael, the nation, Bnei Yisrael. What's Am Haaretz? Says Rashi. Am Shebeginoi Nivras Haaretz. The nation that the earth was created for. That's what you, like, what this guy did, Avodah Zarah, we're killing him. So we call ourselves the people that the earth was created for? What is that? No, that's the point. We who appreciate that the earth, physicality, Hashem created Shamayim V'aretz, the Aretz, was created for us. It was created for us to infuse with Kedusha, for us to infuse with Ruchnias. We have to stand up and defend this lifestyle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us of Kedusha, which is to infuse the physical with Kedusha, not to abandon it or burn it, Chas V'Shalom. So Am Ha'aretz Yir Gemuhu Ba'oven. Is that not incredible? Am Ha'aretz Yir Gemuhu Ba'oven. What's the opposite? The opposite is to be able to achieve a fusion of a physical person with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No? Isn't that the opposite? The opposite is to be able to take me with my Imoy Va'aviv, with my physical part of me, and be able to connect to pure Ruchnius of the highest, highest Kedusha. And there's a way that we could do that. And the way we do that is by engaging in Talmud Torah. The Svarim say, Chazal say, that when a person engages in Talmud Torah, he literally becomes connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'atem hadveikim Hashem alekeichem, eitz chayim hi lemachazikim ba. We become connected, bonded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha fills us. It memale us. The Nefesh HaChaim in the famous Shar Dalad that describes learning Torah, he says that when a person learns Torah, it purifies his whole body. How does that happen? Because he's infused with Kedusha. It's mechaper, all of his averus. It brings him to different levels because there's a fusion of this most lowly material called physicality and the highest, highest Kedusha possible. So yeah, we left behind, long ago, we left behind the guy that was Nasan Mizare Lamoylech, we left him in Parshas Kedoshim. But now in Parshas Bechukaisai, not coincidentally, days before Shavuos, we learn about the other side of the coin. In Bechukaisai Teilechu. Teilechu is to walk, it's a journey. It's a journey, there are ups and downs. Sometimes it's hard to climb, sometimes it goes easier. Sometimes we have to take a rest and keep going. And we go on this journey, this toil of Torah. We're amelim ba Torah. Amelim has a sense, if you hear the word, amelim has a sense that you're pushing against something. Right? It doesn't sound easy, the word amelus. It doesn't sound easy. Amelim is that we're pushing against something. You know, our bodies aren't always so excited when we're in Seder. Did you notice that? And Shir, this morning, we were talking about the fact that it's a law of physics of Yeshiva Bachram. Everybody knows this. The law of physics. You can go. I told the guys in my Shir, I was in Baltimore 2 days ago. I got up early in the morning, and I had a in the airport. And the airport on the way there, I had a Kind bar, and I didn't eat anything else until 8 o'clock that night, and I was good to go. I was fine. You know why? I wasn't learning. Okay? The minute you sit down and you open your Gemara, what happens? They're like, oh my gosh, I don't think I ate breakfast. It's incredible. It happens. It sometimes doesn't even take a minute. Like, as you're sitting down, you're like, oh, 1 second, I'm going to get something to eat. My Rosh Hashiva once said that the neshama is the Yaakov Avinu of a person, and the guf is the Esav HaRasha of a person. Our job is to bring Esav over to the good side. But he said, as soon as you start paying too much attention to your neshama, Esav screams, Haliteini nam in ha'adayim ha'adayim hazeh. You know, Esav wants to be the food to be shoveled in. You know, suddenly you feel like, oh, 1 second, take care of me. Learning Torah b'hasmada, toiling in Torah, when we're tired, when we have other things to do, when we're physically exhausted, when we're emotionally exhausted, that's pushing against the grain. that amelim b'tayra. We don't, that struggle for Tayra. And when we do that, and we allow Kedusha to fill us, and to direct us, and to uplift us, then we're the exact opposite of the person that says, no, guf and neshama together, burn it. We're the exact opposite of that. We're fusing our guf, fusing with Kedusha. Hashem says, ufanisi aleichem, I'm going to turn to you. Efne mikol asokai, I will turn away from everything else, not because you're destroying the world, but because you're the reason. You're the Am Haaretz. You're the reason. That's a compliment in this case. You're the reason. You're the reason that I created this world. Ufanisi aleichem, I will turn to you. It's important for us to remember that our lifelong dream of learning Torah, and let's make sure it's lifelong. We're here in Yeshiva, and we're preparing for a parnasa and a future, and Be'ezer Hashem will all move on and live our lives and support our families and raise children. But there's a connection that we create with Torah, and it's important that we make a commitment now, while we're here, that this intimacy that we have with the Torah, this connection that we get to live, Shasamta Chalkeinu Ben Yoshvei Beis HaMedrash, that Hashem allowed us the schus, that we get to sit in the Beis Medrash. This one day we'll look around, this will be a dream, that we had this opportunity to indulge in the intensity of Talmud Torah that we have now, that it's a relationship with Torah that we're going to keep forever, and that we're going to always like to keep that commitment to always be growing, not just be growing in the amount of learning, but to try to always be growing in the level of learning, and to accept challenges in learning, and to revisit where we're up to from time to time, so that we know that we're continuing to challenge ourselves. And yes, lo yinitna Torah l'malachei asharis, the Torah wasn't given to malachim. We get tired sometimes, and we disappoint ourselves sometimes, and we have struggles sometimes. And that's what's so beautiful about our Esek HaTorah, that we are those people that are imperfect. We have an Ave Ve'imai, we're physical people, and we continue to struggle against that tide to connect with the Ruchnias of Torah. There's nobody in the world that's more Me'ushar, that's more fortunate, that's more happy, that's more satisfied than someone who's plugged into Torah. The Talmidim of Rav Aaron Cutler would describe that he would spend a day fundraising for the yeshiva. And I've done my share of fundraising, trust me. It's not fun. And he would be driving, riding a train and cars and buses and traveling all over, not eating, not sleeping, and he didn't speak English, and everything had to be translated, and he was speaking to people in those days that didn't understand the value of Torah. He had many doors. You think now if Aaron Cutler came, they probably were rolling out the red carpet. They were not. They were hitting him with the red carpet, They were not. They were closing doors in his face. They were screaming at him that his vision that there'll be B'nai Torah in America will never come true. That's what was going on. And he would walk into his house, bent over, haggard. And they say that before he even sat down, he was already learning. And he would open up his Gemara, and he would sit down, and he would start learning. Forget about eating, forget about anything, he would start learning. And the Talmidim that were there describe how life would start returning to him. It's like when you ever see a plant starting to wither and then you water it and you watch it come back to life. They would watch him come back to life and he would become animated and start smiling again and his eyes would start shining and the re-engagement in Torah. And that is possible for us. I know what you're thinking. I thought that also when I heard this story. I thought to myself, that's so funny. Because the exact opposite happens to me when I sit down to learn. I can have very shiny eyes and be in a very good mood. And when I sit down to learn, before long, my eyes are closing and I'm hunched over. That's what happens to me when I sit down to learn. But that's the process of Amelim B'Torah. We keep at it. And you'll see if you keep at it. You'll see that the day will come that you'll have a hard week. And you'll sit down Shabbos afternoon, because Shabbos afternoon is a time for Talmud Torah. And you'll have eaten a little too much challah, so you'll feel a little tired. And you'll sit down Shabbos afternoon, and you'll open a Gemara, and you'll feel sleepy, and then something will catch your eye, Say one second, Taisvis. One second, there's another Taisvis. And you'll notice there's a difference between the two Taisvis in. And suddenly you're becoming alive. And your biggest regret that minute will be that you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. Because you'll have such a good vart that you want to make sure to write it down. You'll have to go knock on your next door neighbor's door so you can tell it to someone. That's the vision that we have. And Mirz Hashem, we should all be zeicha to that.
Amen.